Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter of spending time in the company of the pious and at the same time loving the brother. And when you love a brother, then what you tell him and how you express love for a Muslim brother. Today's hadith, Anil Bara ibn Azib radiallahu anhu, Anil Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Annahu qala fil ansar, La yuhibbuhum illa mu'min, wa la yubghiduhum illa munafiq, wa man ahabbahum ahabbahu Allah, ومن أبغضهم أبغضه الله متفق عليه البراء بن عازب رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said regarding the Ansar, none but a believer loves them and none but a hypocrite hates them. Allah Ta'ala loves the one who loves them and Allah Ta'ala hates the one who hates them. The Ansar of Medina, they supported Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They offered their homes, they offered their income, they assisted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They went out in battle with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is extolling their virtue and saying that none but a true mu'min, none but a believer will love them and none but a hypocrite will dislike them. We find that the virtues of Ansar include that they accommodated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's not an easy thing to accommodate your own brother. Firstly, we find it so difficult. Person's brother is battling, person finds it difficult to find a space even in his outbuilding to keep him. Like that, the person's these days, person's parents, the siblings don't want to keep the parents. So now can you imagine keeping an outsider coming from another land in your house, accommodating them, taking care of them. So this was the virtue. They did this for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Actually, they did it for deen. They did it for us. So this was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us. That none but a true believer will love them. Why? Because so much they did for deen. So they accommodated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Their efforts for the triumph of Islam, they offering themselves, their wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They fought in the battlefield. A believer can only be filled with love and admiration for these giants of Islam. These really are the giants of Islam. We can only be filled with admiration. So much they went to assist Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anyone, in spite of this, harbors any ill feeling towards them, can never be a believer. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, that person is a munafiq. That some people that did so much for Islam, did so much for deen, so much for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and here we are harboring ill feelings against them. This can only be a munafiq. Anyway, it is explained that the sahaba are the generation that link us. Why? One of the reasons why we should be loving the Sahaba is they are that generation that links us to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So as Muslims, we even appreciate that link that we have to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala himself chose the Sahaba. These are the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they were chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other thing is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran mentioned that he is pleased with them. And they are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what better accolade you can get than that for being in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being sahaba, qualifying as sahaba. So this was a great favor from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what it's teaching us under this chapter, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought it, that we have love for the pious. That these are people that we didn't even see, but we know that they were people that were close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatest of people. After Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, Anbiya alayhi salam was this sahaba. So therefore we have great love for them. So therefore he brought this hadith. So now this great love is not only for those companions that we are around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but anything that is linked to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. For example, Madina Sharif. We have love for Madina Sharif because that is a city that is linked to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When a person has a true love, then anything that is linked to his beloved will also be beloved to him. So therefore, like that, any aspect of Islam, any teaching of Islam, any kitab of deen, person has love and respect for it. It is the Quran Sharif, he has love and respect for it because this is also linked to Allah Ta'ala, also linked to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. To such an extent that ulama tell us that even a khajur box that got a picture of Makkah there, it's got a picture of Madina Sharif there, even that khajur box also shouldn't be thrown in the bin. Why? Out of respect for Madina Sharif, out of respect for Makkah Sharif. So this is how our pious people teach us We have to have love. A Quran Sharif that got mistakes. Sometimes you get a Quran Sharif, pages are missing, or there are errors in the print. What do you do with it? How do you discard it? Do you just take it and throw it away because it got errors? No. Person is supposed to take it away. Keep it somewhere respectfully. If there's a respectful way of disposing, for example, burying it, etc., in a place where people don't walk and trample, then that should also be done. Why? Out of respect for the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though it's got mistakes in it. So this is the height of love that we should have for anything that is connected to Allah ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.